BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Phil, I'm 26, and I'm from Evesham. You might not know this, but people say I sound like Daniel Radcliffe. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Phil introduced the show today.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Thanks for introducing the show today.
Brilliant.
You do sound a bit like Daniel Radcliffe, don't you?
Excellent.
Excellent.
But no, hold on. He sounds like me. I'm older.
Oh, yeah, cool. Do you get it a lot? Do you get people say this a lot?
It tends to be when I'm on the radio or on the phone, because I do a community radio show.
Oh. Can you make any money from being a voice double? Obviously, if you look like the person, then you can make some money, but I'm not sure I've ever heard of someone being a voice double.
That would be great. I'd love to do that.
Oh my God, you really do sound scarily like him now.
Brilliant. Can you get me some paid work as a double? That'd be brilliant.
Well, I'm just thinking that. I mean, you could do adverts and as Daniel Radcliffe.
It could be a regular feature on your show. I could, come on and answer questions as Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, this is a good idea. Maybe you could just come on every now and again as Daniel Radcliffe and say really outrageous things, and then, we'd get worldwide press.
I like it.
What kind of things could he say as the voice double of Radcliffe?
Hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and I've always hated Harry Potter.
That's a headline grabber.
Yeah?
Could you just say it now, just to see how that sounds, please, Daniel?
Hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and I've always hated Harry Potter.
This is brilliant! How about, hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and I spent all my vast fortune on cheap floozies.
Hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and I spent all my fortune on cheap floozies.
This is a fun game. I tell you what, we can get some of our listeners to text in what they want Daniel Radcliffe to say, maybe.
Sounds brilliant.
Text in now on 81199. What do you want Radcliffe to say? This could be your new career, Phil.
Is there any chance I can get a plug in for my community radio show?
Only if you do it as Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, so say, okay. Hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to...
Hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe. Whenever I'm in the UK... I listen to Phil Hawkins on Sunday Soundtracks on, of course, all community radio.
That's brilliant.
Amazing.
I'm going to tune in just so I can hear you.
If it's good enough for Daniel Radcliffe, it's good enough for me.
Yes.
I know we'll get some good texts from our listeners, so we might call you back a bit later.
Brilliant.
Thanks for being on and introducing the show. Love you, bye.
Thanks. Love you too.
Apparently, voice doubles are commonly known as impressionists. Thanks, everyone, for clearing that up.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, the person that introduced the show, Phil, really does sound like Daniel Radcliffe. So we thought he could make some money as a Daniel Radcliffe sound-alike. Loads of you have been suggesting things that he could say. So tabloid editors, take notes, listen up. Here are some actual quotes from actual Daniel Radcliffe. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Okay, if you could read on, please.
Hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and I always leave a poo in my hotel bathtub.
Did you get that? Did you get that, news editors? Did you get that? Okay, next.
Hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and I have a great recipe for pineapple upside-down cake.
Is that, I'm not sure that's... in the Wicked Whispers?
I'm not sure that's that newsworthy. It might get a sunspot. But I can't see the sun on Sunday really grabbing hold of that, to be honest. Because, I mean, everyone's got a good recipe for that, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah, I can do a wicked pineapple upside-down cake.
Can you?
Yeah.
What, with cherries and everything?
Did it in home economics. Right, next one, Daniel.
Hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and I bossed Kesha.
Oh.
So there we are. There we are, journos. We finally found out who did it. 2 years long. 2 years on. It was you, wasn't it, Daniel?
It was.
Okay. Any more?
Hi, I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and go on, pigs.
Thanks, Daniel. I think all of that could make it to the paper apart from the upside-down cake.
Excellent.
And remember, that is Daniel Radcliffe speaking there, everybody, not Phil, who introduced the show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you want to win some Scott Mills points? Yeah, you do. You know David Guest? He's been a guest on this show a couple of times, and just love him a lot. You'll know him from The Jungle and various other reality shows. He used to be friends with Michael Jackson, which he never mentions. And he was speaking earlier today. Now, here's a little bit of David. Listen.
Hi, great to see my favourite duo.
So he's speaking to his favourite duo. Now, who do you think David Guest's favourite duo is? Think of all the great duos of our time.
I'm going to say the Queen and Prince Philip.
They're a team. Any more?
Posh and Becks.
Also a great duo. Or you could have Brad and Angelina. Although, are they on anymore? Is that on or off at the moment?
I don't Last know. I heard it was on.
Okay, well, they're still
have
a great duo.
Have they told you otherwise?
My sources say no, they're still together.
I thought you were going to start speaking to me through a magic eight ball then. My sources say no.
Here is David Guest's favourite duo in the whole wide world.
Hi, great to see my favourite duo.
Oh, well, nice to have you back on the sofa.
That's right, it's Bill and Sian off of BBC Breakfast.
Yeah.
They are good, though, aren't they? Now, whenever David Guest is interviewed, you may have noticed something that he does. Well, let's not beat around the bush. He name drops blatantly all the time and just talks about some of his, you know, favourite friends.
Mary J. Blige and her boyfriend, who became her husband, used to come over to my house when I was married to Miss Minnelli, and I met her through Michael Jackson.
There we are. So there's a few in there, and that's just in one sentence, you know? So he does name drop a lot. For some Scott Mills points, while talking to his favourite duo, Bill and Sian from BBC Breakfast, how many times do you think David Guest name drops? Now, we have had some official adjudicators listening to this, because some of these names may not be very, let's say, modern.
Right. I remember, because when he came on before, he was talking about the Doobie Brothers.
Yes,
and I said, what? And he was like, you know. And I was like, no, I don't know.
Yeah. And then my friend, blah, 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 blah. Who?
I was like, what is this Doobie?
I know.
I know now. They're very famous singers.
Jedward, another good duo there.
Oh, yes.
Chappers and Dave, of course. Anyway, so for some Scott Mills points, how many should we give? How should we divvy this out then? So 20. The one that doesn't speak.
Well, he's come back off holiday, hasn't he?
Easy for you to say.
He's come back off of holiday.
Okay, 20 Scott Mills points if you get how many names David Guest just casually dropped into the conversation. Are you ready, everybody? Here's Guesty.
Michael Jackson. Mary J. Blige. R. Kelly. Tom Cruise.
There we are. So there's a few to start you off with. You've got four there.
Oh, is that only for starters?
Oh, yeah, that's just the... That, we've not even got to the main course yet. Ready?
Yeah.
Kevin Costner. Lauren Bacall. Sidney Poitier. Clive Davis.
Mm-hmm. Now, I only know Clive Davis because he's the one off of... He's been on recently with the Whitney Houston stuff.
Right. I'm going to have to look up Sidney.
Sidney Poitier. Okay, so you've got a few more to add to the list?
I think I've heard of Sidney Poitier.
Yeah, I don't know what he does.
Is he actor? Actor, film director, author and diplomat?
Sure, that's him. Do you want some more?
Yeah.
Ginger Rogers. The Nicholas Brothers. Miss Minnelli. Cab Calloway.
I don't know the last one.
Who? Cab Calloway. Oh, he's in Happy Feet, is he?
Oh. Anybody?
What about the Nicholas Brothers?
He's a jazz singer.
Who's Nicholas Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, Nicholas Brothers, hang on.
Oh, sorry as well. When I was mentioning the famous duos, I forgot Gay and Allen.
The Nicholas Brothers were dancers.
Right, good.
Wow, they're amazing.
Yeah? When were they?
Yeah. Look at what he's doing there with his legs.
Oh, wow, that was like in the 1840s. It looks quite old.
They were on TV well into the 90s.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Here's some more.
Fred Astaire, Jimmy Stewart, Elizabeth Taylor, Gregory Peck.
There we are. Gregory Peck, he's an actor, I think. So altogether there, you had 12 massive name drops by David Guest. That's actually not that many for him. I don't know how long he was on for, though. It's probably only about 5 minutes. Otherwise, he would have been so many more. If you said 12 name drops by Guesty, give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. Okay, that was wrong. So if you said 16 name drops by David Guest, then give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. I apologise for people that said 12. I'm taking the points back off you now. Sorry for the confusion. 16 is the answer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Listen, I'm sorry to mess you around, but tomorrow it's the Brit Awards and our show is going to be backstage there between 4 and 7. So for today only, in a change to the schedule, we are doing 24 Years at the Tap End on a Monday. This is going to throw everybody right out for the rest of the week.
That's not what's in my Radio Times.
I know.
What about the build listings?
I know. I like it that you still get the Radio Times and you still circle our show, don't you?
Every day.
With a pen.
Highlighter.
Like off of Christmas.
Yep.
So, yes, I'm sorry we've had to move Tap End just for this week from a Tuesday to a Monday. But apart from apologising, this may make your Monday evening a lot better because a lot of people have rubbish Mondays. So hopefully this might, you know, pep up your homework a bit or revision or on your way home from work. Here is a special Monday, 24 Years at the Tap End. What are you saying?
Right, I'm going to go to, it's year 10. I've just realised I can't remember what year that would have been at the Tap End. Year 10?
14 or 15?
So it's round about that time if you're keen.
I'm keen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Rezo. Also,
I like the way he has to wheel himself into position every time. That was the sound of the Tap End narrator wheeling in.
Ready.
Yes.
Ready.
Ready.
By year 10, our high school had started to give us more and more responsibilities. At lunch, we were allowed into a specific area of Casterbury Park if we wanted, an area defined by a surrounding perimeter pavement. We would be in trouble if we ventured any further than that, but all the same, this was a small amount of freedom afforded to us with an aim of giving us more responsibilities. Year 10 responsibilities also included a week's work experience, which would give me my first insight into the working world. We were instructed to fill out a form with our interests and skills. Our teachers would then pair us with a company they deemed to be relevant. I wrote on my form how much I loved music, radio and football, and I was paired with a local accountancy firm.
They never quite get it right. I mean, they sometimes do. But I put radio on mine and ended up working at a newspaper for a week.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
No,
at least they got
kind of
media.
The same thing, yeah.
How about you, Becky? Work experience?
I put radio on mine and they sent me to a radio station.
Oh, no way.
Oh,
yeah. Good for you.
Well, no, they don't. You have to organise it yourself.
Yes.
It's like, and when I've never been to school where they pick it for you.
Oh, yeah, no, they might.
It was only the people that can be bothered to organise it. You had to write the letters yourself and say, I want to come here, and then...
No, my school, we had to... All of us in our school had to do it.
What, and the teachers pick it for you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so weird.
This was all fine, though. I thought I would give it a go. We all had to write CVs to send to our relevant companies, and I received a nice letter back from them, officially offering me the work experience.
Well, that was a fit. Was it not a fix, though? Because your teacher's already set it up.
Yeah.
So you could have written anything in that CV and you'd known that you'd have got it.
Yeah.
The CV bit was kind of pointless.
Yeah, I think it was to teach us how to write CVs,
right.
But yeah, the wrong way round completely. I was to be at that company with three of my mates, and as the first day of my work experience approached, I went out to buy some smart clothes to wear.
Did they choose it because you were good at maths?
I was awful at maths. Right. I couldn't... In fact, looking back on it, in my forms and interest in that, it must have just been like an FA Cup draw. They must have just pulled out my name and accountancy.
Yeah, do you think it was one of those things where the teachers are like, oh, I could just do with another coffee, I can't be bothered with this, like in the staff room, trying to desperately do it quickly before they went off on another break?
Yeah, I think that's what's gone on here.
Becky!
I reported to that accountancy firm on the first day of my work experience, wearing an oversized suit. Me and my mates were to work for different departments in the office and were split up. I was introduced to my new work colleagues, who were generally very nice. For the following week, I did a lot of form printing and filing and learned about some of the different areas of accountancy. It was all right, actually, but lunchtimes were the one. We were in Watford town centre, so it was a week of quality lunches. Pizza Hut one day, Mackey D's the next. As far as lunches were concerned, Watford was our oyster. It was a great result, because up until then, we only ever had the canteen at my school. Now we were out there in town centre, we could do everything. I did work hard that week and received a good reference at the end. The accountancy firm also gave me a large card that they had all signed. It was a nice touch.
You must have done good.
I genuinely think they were impressed with me.
But here's the thing. On my work experience, all I really had to do was fetch things for people and go to the photocopier a couple of times.
Now, you see, I'm reluctant to say that's all I did. I did do some complicated forms. I learned how to
do...
Oh,
no. Did you do your people's tax returns?
Oh, God.
No, I didn't. No, I wouldn't have done people's... I don't think I did.
When you say
you say complicated forms.
What does that mean?
I was effectively working. I was doing accountancy stuff.
What, actual maths and stuff?
There wasn't that much maths involved. I just had to take people's details, fill them out.
You were filling in people's names.
Send them to HMRC.
Yeah.
HMRC, that rings a bell. Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
Work experience wasn't the only responsibility given to me in Year 10. I was also asked to organise the class assembly, which was to be based on the theme of bullying. Every class had to do a 10-minute assembly based on different themes every week, and we were all told we would have to take it seriously. There was three of us organising our one, and I came up with a genius idea, which hopefully wouldn't take too much work. There was a song by Baz Luhrmann called Sunscreen, and my idea was to play the song and get different members of our class to walk onto the stage holding a card with certain key words. Good idea, eh?
Yeah, really good idea.
And also, it would save on the acting, because all they're having to do is walk on and bring on cards, if that makes sense. You know the song I mean?
I mean, which one of Baz Luhrmann's do you mean? I think there might only be one.
I thought this was foolproof, and we created a huge number of these cards with key words from the song. Rehearsals all went well, and our teacher liked the look of the whole thing. I managed to get hold of a load of these mini sun lotion sample bottles to throw out at the end.
Where did you get them from?
Got them from, I can't say the name of it, but the one that rhymes with Hoots.
But... So you bought them, or you just kept going back for more free samples?
Just free samples, isn't it? Got them over the week.
Did you?
Yeah.
But just kept going back in?
Yeah.
Did you ask for them, or did you have to buy something every time?
No, I'd say, can I have a free sample, please? And they obliged.
And you got enough to chuck out at the end?
I got 30.
That's very impressive of Hoots, isn't it?
They really looked after us.
Yeah.
But I did say please.
Very generous.
There wasn't really a relevance, but just seemed like a good idea to do, as the song was called Sunscreen. The morning of the assembly came about and everything was set. I got in early to the school hall and got the music ready. My mate handed out all the mini sun lotion bottles and cards with the words on, and then we waited for our cue. Our deputy head did the normal announcements about how badly everyone was behaving on the train and how important revision for our mock GCSEs were. And then we were on. I walked out in front of the school and introduced our assembly.
Can you remember what you said when you took to the stage?
I just sort of stood there and said, hello, I'm Chris, and this assembly is about bullying.
Your voice is a bit higher, probably, though.
Hello, this is Chris.
No, that's your Hyacinth Bouquet voice from when you did the Hyacinth Bouquet play.
But there's no middle ground.
Come on, do your 15 voice when you're 15.
Hiya.
No, Hyacinth.
Hiya, this is Chris. And
it's probably, this is Chris.
That sounds like the pervy old man or Family Guy.
Right. Well, anyway, I stood there and I just said, hi, I'm Chris. Here's an assembly about bullying. Hope you learn a lot.
Yeah.
Did you introduce it with that much enthusiasm? Because I'd quite like it.
If you have the audio tape to accompany the biography, press play now. Baz Luhrmann started to play, and one by one, different members of our class walked out holding a card. Everything was going to plan. It was better than most assemblies. Any assembly with music was always more interesting.
True.
Even the teachers taking up the first two rows of the hall seemed to be enjoying it.
What was written on the cards, by the way?
So the song has key words like floss.
Yeah.
And so what I would do is I'd get one of them to come out with a card just saying floss.
What's that to do with bullying?
Yeah, I'm not sure looking back, but it seemed right at the time. And it's like, do not read beauty magazines, they will only make you feel ugly. And then at that point, my mate Jono walked out holding a card saying ugly. Which actually was probably insulting,
that's bullying.
If anything.
Yeah, that's bullying,
that, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think I thought it through at the time.
No. So we've got, like, mini testers of sun lotion in those little sachets being thrown out.
And two people on the screen with cards saying ugly and floss.
Good point.
So I don't think I would have learned a lot about bullying from this.
No, if anything, we were just insulting people with large words written on card. It wasn't meant like that. The song neared an end and my whole class lined up at the front of the stage. And it came to the finale, where we were to throw the mini bottles of sun lotion out. The final words of the song were said, "Trust me, I'm the sunscreen." And then disaster struck. As the lads...
Sorry. Did you say that the final words are, "Trust me, I'm the sunscreen"?
Yes.
No. Isn't it, "Trust me, on the sunscreen"? Not, he's not the sunscreen.
I thought he was the sunscreen.
No. Why is he going to be the sunscreen?
It says, "Trust me, I'm the sunscreen."
No.
No, it doesn't, because he's saying all the way through...
"Listen to all my advice, but trust me, on the sunscreen." Yeah. As in, like,
but I thought
trust
he was saying
on that one.
It was... his advice. He is the sun. He is protecting you.
You don't say, "Trust me, I'm that one," do you?
Oh, well, there you go. Lesson learnt there, then.
Yeah.
And then disaster struck.
I shouldn't laugh.
As the lads lobbed the mini bottles of sun lotion out, I realised that they had removed the lids. And were throwing them hard into the crowd. Sun lotion went everywhere, covering teachers in the front row as well. Chaos followed, as everyone jumped up and started going mad. I was marched straight into the head teacher's office.
This couldn't have gone any worse.
Accused of orchestrating the Bugsy Malone-style mess. I didn't grass and took the punishments. I lost my Year 10 lunchtime privileges. No Casbury Park for me at lunchtimes. I also had to help clean the hall for the following week. I'd like to think that generally I'm a responsible guy, and I think a lot of it stems from that year. Unfortunately, I now associate the smell of suntan lotion with a telling off from my head teacher, but that's the price I paid to learn responsibility. And trust me, I'm the sunscreen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're going to do show and tell now. You know, like at school when someone brings something into the class and then tells the rest of them about it. So we all learn something new. Now, Becky, last week it was your show and tell and now you're on again.
Well, last week I did the amazing love and dating tips from the 90s, what I found on cassette.
Yeah.
They were good.
They were good.
And I know it wasn't meant to be my turn this week, but I heard this last night on Radio 4. And I thought it was so funny that I should bring it in for show and tell.
Do you listen to Radio 4 a lot?
No, I was stuck in the car with some older people.
Sure.
That's not going to go down well. My boyfriend's parents.
It's okay.
And we had to listen to Radio 4. So.
Do you get embarrassed of Radio 1 when you're with old people then or something?
No, but you know, they're like, "Turn it down" or whatever. And it's better to have something, so just keep them quiet in the back.
Yeah.
This is quite funny and I thought it would be quite a good idea.
Okay.
Do you want to have a listen? It's from this is from Radio 4 last night.
Okay, cool. Let's have a listen.
Now it's time to find out about the results of the Feedback Radio Swap Challenge.
The Feedback Radio Swap Challenge.
Do you know what this is?
Is it, I don't know, two DJs from separate stations swap shows or something?
Oh, it says swap feedback, didn't it?
No, there's a programme called Feedback, I think.
Oh, right,
on,
okay.
On yeah. 4.
It's basically where they get two listeners to swap radio stations for a week.
Okay, so they change what they're listening to.
Yes, yeah. Well,
that's quite, so it's kind of like wife swap, but with radio.
Same. That's less rules.
Cool. Yeah, definitely less rules. Okay.
Last week, you may remember, I spoke to Deborah Moe, who's a teacher at Bartley Green School in Birmingham, as she was about to embark on a week of great sacrifice, doing without her beloved Six Music.
Okay, so she's somebody that listens to Six Music, mm-hmm. Which is... Well, how would you describe Six Music? It's kind of quite an adult station, adult music, kind of rock, quite a lot of rock music, but she obviously loves it.
Mm.
So she is swapping mm-hmm. for a week, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But things actually get worse for this lady.
Not only that, she had to listen to Radio 1 Extra instead.
So this is Deborah.
Yeah, so she is a Six Music listener.
But she has to listen to our sister station, 1 Extra, which I'm imagining isn't really her thing.
No.
Nah. So and then there's a Six Music listener had to listen to 1 Extra, and then there's a 1 Extra listener had to listen to Six Music, right?
Yes.
To see what they thought of it.
Yes.
Okay. This is a bit like the one that doesn't speak, who recently has taken to listening to a lot of French radio. Because it makes him feel like he's in France, I think. Is that what it is? It makes him feel a bit more sophisticated. I think that's what it is. Like, when he's kicking up his onions and stuff,
this
or whatever he does.
He doesn't speak French, though, does he?
Hmm?
He doesn't speak French.
No, but you know that sometimes, like, the French accent is quite cool and quite kind of... Oh. So I think that's why he does it. I don't know. So it's good to have a change of station sometimes. Don't listen to anything else apart from us when we're on. But, you know, sometimes a change is good. Check this out.
One of her students, Kevin, promised to do the opposite, giving up the radical, cutting-edge 1 Extra for what he feared was the bland, middle-aged, middle-class Six Music.
So this is Kevin, who is one of that teacher's pupils, and he is going to listen to Six Music when he normally listens to 1 Extra. That should be their new slogan on 1 Extra. You know, because we've got, like, listen, watch, share. 1 Extra's new one should be...
The Radical, Cutting Edge 1 Extra.
Radical, what, Cutting Edge.
But then, did you hear what he said about Six Music? The bland, middle-aged, middle-class Six Music.
Well, that can be their slogan. Maybe. So, okay. The teacher has been listening to a bit of 1 Extra.
Yeah, and this is what happened when she listened to it.
So, Harry Schoss's rap roundup.
So, is she doing like a kind of audio diary now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, she doesn't sound, this teacher, like she listens to Harry Schoss's rap roundup that much.
No, she sounds a bit frightened.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I particularly liked his piece on Harry Redknapp for England manager.
Let me go in a cappella, the fella cappella resign. Everybody say anyone Harry for the job, but I'm too busy dead there. I can't do it. I'm suggesting Redknapp.
I don't think I'd like my news delivered like that all the time.
Yeah, that's a lot slower, isn't it, normally on Six Music?
But to be fair to her, she's quite open-minded.
She is.
She's not saying, I don't ever want it like that. She's just saying... Maybe some of the time I'd like Hugh Edwards, and the rest of the time I'd like Harry Schotter.
Well, this is a big, big change for her, isn't it?
Friday night, 1 Extra DJ Semsex. Shout out to Cameo holding it down.
It's now Saturday morning, day two of the swap, and I have a terrible confession. I fell asleep before DJ Semsex came on.
Oh, no, that's terrible. No one's ever done that before.
You're always doing that. I say, how was your weekend? You're like, well, again... Yeah. Miss Semtex, fell asleep.
What a nightmare.
That is awful. That's terrible.
It's the way she says it.
I fell asleep before Semtex and I ran out of pine nuts in the kitchen. But everything is fine.
What I'll do is I'll catch up with Semtex by listening to it on the iPlayer.
On the iPlayer.
She sounds like she'll just drop him a quick text.
Yeah.
Doesn't she? I'll catch up with Semtex later.
Sensible advice, though.
What I'll do is I'll catch up with Semtex by listening to it on the iPlayer.
Let's see how she's getting on.
I was listening to Westwood, the big dog.
Oh, she's getting into it now. Mm. She knows the phrases. She knows that Tim Westwood is called the big dog. This is like if my mum listened to 1 Extra.
Yeah.
And to Westwood. See, I wouldn't want that to happen. Like, I have a problem sometimes when my mum listens to this show because of some of the things we say. I don't want her to listen to Westwood. No offence, like. But this teacher's getting quite into it.
Credit to him. He did actually play a tune that I didn't think I would normally like.
Well, OK. So she's getting quite into the extra hip-hop and extra R&B that BBC Radio 1 Extra offers.
It was more his presentation style. There was more slang and whatever and street speak in it than the younger presenters.
OK, well, you say that, but actually you're being a culprit there, aren't you? Listen again.
There was more slang and whatever and street speak in it.
In it? In it, though. She's properly getting into One Extra now, though.
That's embarrassing.
It is, though.
Street speak in it.
Yeah.
That is embarrassing when that happens.
Isn't it?
You don't want your teacher saying that.
You don't. It's awful.
Street speak in it.
But that's what happens if you listen to too much One Extra if you're a teacher.
But she's doing all right.
Yeah, she's doing good. Yeah. Meanwhile, let's see how one of her pupils who's had to swap stations, he normally listens to One Extra. He's gone over to his teacher's station, Six Music. But what's he thinking?
Once every 47 songs, a song you like does come on.
Now, scrap that last one I said. That should be Six Music's new slogan.
So they're dropping bland, middle-aged, middle-class?
No, that's not on it now. It's a track you like once every 47 songs. That's what it should be. I like he's so specific about it as well.
Once every 47 songs, a song you like does come on.
Yeah.
That's good research. He's obviously sat there doing that little gate thing.
Yeah.
Counting how many he doesn't like. He'd have been there for hours.
It's all right. She's still happy. She's well happy One Extra.
Street speak in it.
It is. It is, though. I also quite like hearing Radio 4 talk about Radio 1 and One Extra. Check this out.
And how about, Deborah, the genius or otherwise of the big dog?
The big dog. Love him.
The big dog.
What a legend.
I know. I think that we should all maybe have a little swap for a while. We could all maybe swap stations in it. Like, listen to something else.
Right, so what are you going to go for?
Okay, well, I've got a good one for you to listen to, which I found the other day. It's called Radio Skonto, and it's in Latvia.
Right.
And it's good, because they have jingles that go, do-do-do-do-do, Radio Skonto. And I've listened to it quite a lot. And the best thing about it is that in the middle of summer, in between all the Latvian hits, they will play Last Christmas by Wham. Which is brilliant.
So do we send Becky there, or does she just listen?
I think she just listens. You can do that on the internet.
Oh, no, can't I go?
You want to go to Latvia?
And yeah. We get a Latvian here.
Oh, I see now.
I quite like the idea of it. I really do.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.